Do we want to live in a country of freedom,
yes.
compassion,
yes.
and rule of law,
yes.
or a country of chaos,
no.
fear,
no.
and hate?
No.
We each have the power to answer this question. So today, then, I ask, North Carolina, are you ready to make your voices heard? Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America? And are we ready to fight for it? And when we fight, we win. God bless you. And God bless the United States.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, July 18th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1276. Barack Obama privately told allies that Biden needs to seriously reconsider his candidacy because his path to victory has been greatly diminished since the debate. Obama said he's concerned that the polls and donors are moving away from Biden, while Donald Trump's electoral path is expanding. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and Nancy Pelosi each told Biden separately that he should reconsider his reelection bid, or else risk losing and dragging the rest of the Democratic Party down with him. Schumer was reportedly blunt and pretty harsh, saying it would be better for the country and the Democratic Party if he ended his reelection campaign. Jeffries offered a similar message, saying Biden could put Democratic chances in the House at risk if he remains in the race. Pelosi, meanwhile, told Biden the polling data shows he can't defeat Trump and that he'll destroy Democrats' chance at winning the House in November if he continues his campaign. Biden said that he'd seen polling that showed otherwise. Much of the recent public polling shows Biden narrowly trailing Trump at the national level, though much of the data remains within the margin of error, suggesting that the race is technically still a toss-up. When asked about the conversations, the White House responded, "President Biden is the nominee of the party. He plans to win and looks forward to working with congressional Democrats to pass his 100 days agenda to help working families." That being said, Biden is reportedly more receptive and willing to listen to arguments about why he should step aside after a number of Democrats pressed him. One Democratic advisor said Biden has gone from saying Kamala can't win to asking, "Do you think Kamala can win?" Although Biden hasn't given any indication that he's changed his mind about staying in the race, several top Democrats privately said that they now believe Biden will drop out, possibly as soon as this weekend. One person close to Biden said, "We're close to the end." Another added that reality is setting in and said it wouldn't be a surprise if Biden made an announcement and endorsed Kamala Harris as his replacement. At the same time, one person close to Biden blamed senior Democratic leaders for giving us Donald Trump, saying in 2015, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer pushed Biden aside in favor of Hillary. They were wrong then and they are wrong now. How did all this work out for everyone in 2016? Perhaps we should learn a few lessons from 2016. One of them is polls are BS, just ask Secretary Clinton. And two, maybe, just maybe, Joe Biden is more in touch with actual Americans than Obama, Pelosi, Schumer. And finally, Biden tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday and has been isolating at his Rehoboth Beach home in Delaware. He was tested after experiencing upper respiratory symptoms and general malaise. He received a dosage of the antiviral drug Paxlovid, does not have a fever, and said his symptoms remain mild. The Biden campaign, meanwhile, attempted to fundraise off of the 81-year-old testing positive for COVID, tweeting, "I'm sick," and followed it up with a reply tweet 2 minutes later that said, "Of Elon Musk and his rich buddies trying to buy this election, and if you agree, pitch in here," and included a link to donate. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.